Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Blog Talk Radio, a place where mothers and daughters come to share their stories. Glad to be back with you this Saturday morning. Another opportunity to speak to mothers and daughters around the world. It's just so wonderful. I'll tell you what has been going on with Blog Talk Radio. We've been getting invitations saying that the switchboard has been completely filled and wanted to know what we want to do. It became very popular. So that's good news. And therefore, sometimes I found that we have had some slight difficulties over the last week. I'm hoping that everybody is hearing me and everything is fine out there and Radio Land. And hopefully I'll get on the switchboard so that I can see you and we can talk and have communications. I think we're having some difficulties here, and I hate to say that. Okay, maybe here we are. I think we are on there. Someone would just, give a little call so that I could see or text me. Let me know that you can hear me. Angela, if you're out there, if you could do that, that would be wonderful. I want to talk today a little bit about, of course, before I get started, let me first give thanks to God because it's an opportunity to be able to speak to mothers and daughters around the world. And it amazes me, and I keep saying it every Saturday morning because I'm grateful for the opportunity to be able to sit and talk and share my thoughts, and someone is listening, and you're taking time out of your busy schedule to come on the radio on Saturday mornings or on your computer and listen to the mother and daughter bonding round table. So I thank God for you, and I thank God for the opportunity to be able to speak to you. And I thank God for all the mothers and daughters that call in. Each week you'll hear mothers and daughters calling in and talking about whatever subject that we're talking about. They're sharing the ideas, they're sharing the stories, and adding a spiritual part to it to help give it a balance so that we can reach your spirit as well as your mind. And that's what Mother and Daughter Roundtables are about, is being able to strengthen you so that you can walk away with knowledge and a spirit within you that the next week or even after the show you'll be able to think about what you've heard and apply that to the mother or daughter or the women in your life. Because as I tell you, often every woman is a daughter. So mothers and daughters, women are daughters. So everybody has a mother and daughter story. And today we're looking at an exciting topic, you know, and sort of exciting in one way and very emotional in another way. And our topic this week is honoring mother and daughter veterans. This is Memorial Day weekend, and a fitting topic, I think, for the show. If for some reason you don't hear me, just hang on and make sure that it'll pop back up. I'm not sure if you're hearing me or not. And I apologize. Our switchboard do get filled up very quickly, and it's been going into overload, which is a good thing and a bad thing on the other hand. So if I go away, don't panic. It's just something going on with the switchboard here that we're having some technical difficulties this morning. All right? And so I'm going to keep talking, and we're going to And we're talking about honoring mother and daughter veterans. If you know of a mother and daughter veteran, you might want to call them, or someone that you know that has served in the armed forces, and let them know that we are honoring them today. We just want to say thank you for all the work that they've done. And Lord knows, if you have not been in their position, it's going to be very hard for us even to get a feel for what they've gone through and the things that they contribute and experience during their service. Let me introduce myself. I like to wait and give individuals time to get on. And let me tell you who I am. I'm Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and I'm your host for today. So as I say every Saturday morning, sit back, relax, get a cup of coffee or your favorite drink, call your girlfriends, your daughter, and tell them to join us on Blog Talk Radio, live on air. You can go on the internet, www.blogtalkradio.com, click on air, the Mother and Daughter Bonding Network, and you can listen from the computer with the wonderful thing. Or you can simply call us, and which is easier for most people because we all have cell phones, most of us, and it's easier to dial than to get on the computer for most. The number is 347-539-5078, and click 1 to participate in the conversation. And I know if you're on the phone, you already know the number, but then there's some people that may be on the computer that doesn't know that they can call us on the phone as well. So if they're traveling, they don't have to sit and be right in front of the computer to listen to the program. We're going to do a twofold program today. We're going to do a sentimental part in honoring the mothers and daughters for their contribution as veterans in the war or in the services, armed services. And then we're going to flip it over to the traditional Memorial Day sort of thought. You know, when you think about it, people have, most people have a different thought in their mind about Memorial Day as opposed to the thoughts of a veteran. So a veteran is going to think of the memories, the friends, the loved ones that they've lost or they've seen being lined up in a hospital maimed, or they're going to go through all of the emotional piece, which is very stressful for them. And it carries them back through a time in their mind that mentally they may want to disconnect from most people because it's a time that is so different that they can only share with another veteran to get to the level of understanding and mental acceptance for their thoughts. And on the other hand, you got a group of people that think, oh, wow, Memorial Day weekend, yay. It's time to bring the grill out. Let's cook out. What are you cooking? Where are you going? And it's family fun day. Two different opposite ends of the spectrum. That's what we're going to discuss today. Not saying that either one is wrong. I'm just discussing the way people celebrate Memorial Day. Again, today we are honoring mothers and daughter veterans. Our number is 347-539-5078. To join us, click 1. I'm Dr. Bessie Fletcher, your host, and that's our topic. If you need to email me, you can email me at drbessie@mdbn.org. That's drbessie@mdbn.org. Now, before we get into our topic today, I also just want to remind you that we have a cruise, mother and daughter adult cruise, leaving out November the 12th through the 15th. We're going to the Bahamas, Coco Cay, and just kind of hang out on a cruise day, I think it is. And we're going to do some exciting things. We're going to have some adult topics about mother and daughter relationships. People are calling, they're signing up, and they're registering to go. So don't wait. You can make a $50 deposit, get a board. Not only will you bond with your mother or daughter, you're going to also have a fabulous time on a cruise ship and just having fun. We're not going to occupy all of your time. It's very structured, and we're going to take very little of your time, but it's going to be very impactful. When you walk away, you're going to feel the experience. You're going to feel the bond between the mother and daughter, or the mother-in-law and daughter-in-law, stepmother, stepdaughter, you know, whatever combination, sisters, cousins, friends, whatever combination of women that you choose to come in with because you want to strengthen that relationship, you're going to walk away in a better place than you were when you walked on that ship. And you're going to bond, and then you're going to have techniques that you can take away that will help you continue that bond as you move forward. And it will also be techniques that you can use in your other relationships with your husband, your son, and on your job, your church, your community, you know, techniques of knowledge. And once you get knowledge, you know better, you do better. So that's what we're trying to do, is help each other do better. In order to register, you can call Roberta, and her number is 305-628-1420. That's 305-628-1420. It's 389 for an outside cabin and 326 for an inside cabin. Not bad. All your meals, all your fun, all your education, with your and your learning experience and techniques with your mother and daughter and women friends. Again, I'm Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and this is the Mother and Daughter Bonding Roundtable. And what we do here is that we come together strictly to have an honest conversation. And as I say, if you're not going to be honest, then you won't be able to help another mother and daughter in their healing, in healing their relationship. So come on, share your story, share your heart. Someone is going to feel you, and they're going to be better because they heard you on the Mother and Daughter Bonding Roundtable. Honoring mothers and daughter veterans. That is a wonderful, wonderful topic, and I'm hoping that someone will help me today with this, because it is special. It is something that we should really take serious as women, and especially as mothers and daughters. We should really look at what Memorial Day means to women. And when I look back, I see Memorial Day, you can always do the history, and a lot of you know the history, but I always like to go back and just research the subject so that I can learn myself. As I research subjects, I'm educating myself, so I do it, and I'm like, wow, yes, I didn't know that. Now I know. And looking back at Memorial Day, you know, I had my own conclusions about Memorial Day and what it meant, because as a child you grow up and it's always been a fun day, and you really didn't take it from the serious point. And I'm going to share some things that will make you laugh later on, what we did around Memorial Day and what it meant to me growing up in South Carolina. When Memorial Day came around, I was very excited, but, you know, for different reasons. And I was looking at the research, and I saw Memorial Day, originally called Decoration Day, is a day of remembrance for those who have died in our nation's service. And it was proclaimed on the fifth day of May in 1868. And was actually observed on May 30th in 1868, when flowers was placed on the grave of the Union's and Confederate soldiers at Arlington National Cemetery. So that sort of brought into my mind some of the things, and I may sound a little off on here and lack of knowledge, and I admit I don't know everything about everything. So, you know, I said, oh, because that was the first official You know, that was the state that first, Virginia, Arlington, was the first state that officially recognized the holiday. The first state to recognize the holiday was in New York in 1873. And, you know, in Arlington, it was recognized by the ceremony. And so I said, oh, so that's why, you know, everybody's speaking about Arlington. It's such an outstanding place. My father-in-law is buried there, and it's a place of honor for our vets. Just gave me a little bit more knowledge on that. And then we look back at, and as I was telling you earlier, we're going to go back and we're going to look at some fun things about the holiday as well. But I also looked at the number of women that actually participated in the war and served. When I went back and looked at the statistics, if I can get that out of my mouth, it's been a long week. I'm not apologizing for it, but it's been a long week. 1,824,000 women, veterans. And it broke it down, and I was looking at the states that have the most. Illinois had 56,656 women. Georgia, 75,000. Florida, where I am at now and where I live, 139,474. California, 167,000. You know, those are large numbers. Of course, they're large states, but they are large numbers of women all over the United States that have served. And when I thought about that, I said, you know, 1 million women, almost 2 million, I'm going to give it that because it's so close. That's a lot of nurturing. They were there to add the nurturing part to the war, to the veterans. A lot of them served, and it wasn't all nurses, and they wasn't cooks. They, you know, they served in capacity as leaders as well. And I also looked back and saw some an event that they're doing this week. They're talking about their stories. They picked out some of the ladies. And when you look back, and they actually were talking about the women that serve and are serving now, and I don't want to go through all of that, and the things that they have contributed. And if you just go on and look at their stories, it's the way it's called, it's noted as their stories, women veterans, and read that, you will see, I mean, beautiful women and their roles that they play. So, again, we honor women, veterans. This is Memorial Day weekend. Now, I want to go back to a lighter note, and then I have some things that we can talk about did you knows later on. A lighter note is that I remembered Memorial Day weekend as a time when I was praying, oh, my God, if I could just get to Memorial Day weekend, I can take my T-shirt off. I can stop wearing my underslip. I can go barefoot. I can wear shorts. You know, back in my day, you know, most kids, my friends, we were looking forward to that. You know, it was a cookout. It was the beginning of summer. It was a beginning of fun. Never really, as a child, thought about the seriousness of Memorial Day. All I was thinking about was that I could take my T-shirt off. Because back in those days, you know, you had to wear a T-shirt, and those T-shirts were made out of sort of a cotton. If anybody out there can contribute to this, click on one so you can help me out with this. I mean, they were made out of cotton. They were hot. And some days, you know, before May 30th, you would actually have some warm days. It would get high as 80 degrees in South Carolina, 85. My mother said, you are not going to take that T-shirt off. I mean, it was just, I don't care how hot it was, she would not allow you to take the T-shirt off. And if you were wearing a dress, you had the T-shirt and the slip. And you would almost pass out, but she would not allow you to take it off. And I know you all know some of this. I see some of you out there that recognize what I'm talking about. So can you join me on this? It is absolutely, I don't want to seem like the only one, but it has definitely been one of those moments where, you know, you're like, oh, God, can I just please take off my T-shirt? Now, when we look at Memorial Day weekend now, I'm looking at all the people that are running in the grocery stores and they're looking at what are we going to cook? What can we cook for Memorial Day? Where are you going? The cookouts, the parties, it's the beginning. They're not really conscious because it has been commercialized around having a party, fun day, selling products, you know, getting people caught up into games and relaxation and very little toward actually thinking about why we're celebrating and why do we have this day off and why most people are still getting paid, even though a long time ago, in the beginning, veterans actually got docked for Memorial Day, when government agencies were actually paying their employees. And I was reading through that, and I said, wow, that was a disservice. Doesn't seem quite fair. But that's the way it was until, you know, of course, laws changed, and they had to fight for what they could get because it wasn't a balance there. And it sometimes I know a young lady. Her name is Loretta Young, Captain Loretta Young. And she often volunteers and come to a lot of the programs at the Mother and Daughter Bonding Network. And Captain Young, still, she's a veteran, and she still works to fight for housing for women veterans. There is an unbalance there as well. Women seems to not get the same benefit as men. And when you look at the bigger scope of things, from my point of view and the little that I know about it, is that no one really is getting what they deserve as a veteran, from my perspective. That's just my own opinion. There's a lot more that I think we could do for our veterans, because when I see a veteran standing beside the road and saying, I'm a veteran and I need housing help, can you give me some money? They shouldn't have to do that. Because anytime you go to war and you put your life on the front line, you should not have to want for anything once you return. In my humble opinion, I think that each veteran should return home with a home of their own, with a job, and everything that they need, car, all the necessities. I think that's a small price to pay, you know, but that's my opinion. Instead, they come back. Most people don't want to hire them. They have to try to figure out a way to live. They're struggling. They're mentally delusional, trying to process what they went through, and they come back to the United States and not get what I think they deserve. I think everyone should be placed, should have housing, job, car, bank account to get them back on track so that they can function. Because if you can only imagine, mentally, you out there fighting for your country and all of us that are back here for our safety, and then you come back and you're treated less than some other people that are here. Mentally, that would really send someone back, because the person is dealing mentally with all the things that they had to deal with, death. And I've had so many veterans tell me, you know, you don't know how many of my troops that I left there, they were dead, or I had to step over dead bodies. And you know, can you imagine? That's a little hell that you have to live in. And then you got to come back and try to adjust your mind from that environment to getting back into what we call, quote, unquote, a normal environment. and yet being rejected for things that you need, even down sometimes to counseling, proper counseling. So when I talked to Captain Young, that is a fight, and she and I talked about it briefly, and I probably need to get back with her, about mothers and daughters, because you have mothers and daughter teams that have gone and served as veterans. A lot of them still trying to figure out where can they stay and not housed. So with that, it's something to think about. It puts another twist or spin on how we treat our veterans and how I feel they should get a different turn on it. So that's the emotional part. And I was looking down here, it says, did you know that women did not officially serve in the U.S. military until the Army and the Navy Nurse Corps was established in 1901 and 1908, respectively? Now, I was thinking, nothing that I looked at, it was talking about how many women served in the Civil War. Now, I know you hear bits and pieces, and I'm not trying to make this a research project. I was thinking that some of you guys was going to join me on this and at least have a conversation with me. It's hard for me to just talk to you without a conversation, but I'm going to keep going here because you're just listening, and I'm going to say, beep. So, 336, are you there? Seeing a hand there. And as I went through and I'm looking at the fact that, there you go. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm great. I'm great. Just thinking back over Memorial Day weekend and thinking about some people that I know that went to war, not only just the women, some men that went to war, and then all of a sudden my thought made me a little sentimental there. I just got a little sad because, wow, I'm getting a little too deep. Let me make it a little lighter here because I don't know enough to go that deep on that particular conversation. So what are your thoughts today about Memorial Day weekend?
Well, honestly, I don't really know any body who fought in the war. So basically, Memorial Day has turned into a sad thing, but it's just turned into a day of a day off and a celebration. And you know, we just really need to get back to what it's really meant to be, and that is to honor the war veterans. And so we really need to take the time. And I'm just really learning a whole lot listening to you talk about some facts here about Memorial Day and the purpose behind it. So it's given me an opportunity to hear some things that I never really knew before.
Well, you know, at my age, and I'm in my 50s, and you're talking about a younger generation, they probably really don't pay attention because it is an exciting time. I'm looking at where I live and where I'm staying now, and I see, man, it's just, everybody's so excited, and they're running around, and it's the beach, and partying, and I'm thinking, they have the slightest idea what this weekend is all about, most of them, because
right.
They're young.
That's true.
And that's the way they were raised. They, you know, and I'm thinking, what do we do, or what can we do to maybe bring something to their attention to say, hey, do you know why you had this? Do you know someone? Millions of people died just because of this holiday. But then again, if you look at it like that, people celebrate Christmas, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They celebrate Christmas, and they really don't get the true spirit of Jesus. So I guess we can't expect too much for Memorial Day, you know, but it's just the fact that I wanted to, since it is mothers and daughters, I wanted to at least acknowledge women.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of, until lately, they think it's a new thing to see or hear about a woman being in the armed service. You know, the younger kids, they're thinking this is the thing to do now because this is new. And they mm-hmm. don't realize there's a long history of women in armed services.
Mm-hmm.
They think it's a new thing to do. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. And women's been serving
one
for years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have. Hold one second. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you
doing? Oh, I'm doing great. I'm doing great. What are your thoughts on Memorial Day weekend? What are your thoughts?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. I just think that it's overrated for the wrong reasons. Like Angela said, a lot of times you don't hear about the real people, hear from the real people who were out there within the war, people that we could benefit from. You have a lot of people just all they think about, you know, is the day off. They also think about the, you know, just partying and cooking out. But when we look at our veterans, we have to, you know, they give us a good example, because it's a bondhood between them that's like no other. And that's to be well respected. I don't care what nationality, the color of your skin, ethnic background. When they put on that uniform, there is a bond between them. My son, he's only 19, and he's in the service. He's in the National Guard. And I notice when he's out, and if he's got on that uniform, and another soldier comes with that uniform on, it's like they just automatically connect. And, I mean, you can see two human beings that never, ever met before. So, you know, they set a good example, not only defending our country, but setting an example for a bond of unity amongst each other.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've been to Memorial Day services, and you see all ages come together, and I've seen men that come in wheelchairs, and their head are held high, women, you know, and like you say, it's all about that bond, because they know that you know and you feel my story. It's a mental connection that they can't share with anyone else. And as much as we see it, as much as we appreciate it, we will never know the full effects of it as those individuals that actually serve. There's just no way. It's a great thing, because it actually, you know, a long time ago, they would tell you, you need to go to the, somebody's radio on, you need to go to the Army. They would tell you, you're going to get a job or you're going to the Army. And they knew once that young man went in the Army, a young lady, they would come out a different person. They would be men and women. And we do know someone, and Angela, you were saying that you didn't know anyone, but Tawan. Tawan went in and served in the Navy.
No. I didn't say I didn't know a veteran. I didn't know anyone that served in the war.
Oh, in the war.
Memorial,
okay.
Yeah, we're talking about Memorial Day.
And then JR. Because JR served. And, you know, little Harry. So, you know, if you think back, you'll connect to some people that you do know. And you look at them, and I look at the difference between the individual before they went in and after that came out, the difference in being a man or being a woman. But I want to take it and make it just a little lighter. Let's talk about what was the fun memory that you could think of on Memorial Day. Can you think of a Memorial Day story?
Well, the mostly we would barbecue or cook out on Memorial Day. We didn't, you know, sometimes they would do, you know, we might get to go to the parade, but other than that, that would be it. I have a girlfriend, and she is a veteran, and we would sometimes we would go over there, and we'd have a nice time at her house.
Okay. So she had her own Veterans Day party.
Yeah.
Different. Well, let me ask you a question now. I think we are in about the same age bracket. Do you remember thinking about shorts and T-shirts and those type of things during Memorial Day weekend? Or did you have to wear wear T-shirts and undershirts as a child? Janice?
Do I remember wearing shorts? No. Well, back in the day, I know they used to dress up in the red, white, and blue on Memorial Day as well as 4th of July, but not bad.
What I'm talking about, you know, do you remember, I don't, maybe, and my understanding, you grew up in South Carolina to some degree, right?
Yeah, I went to South Carolina, yeah.
Okay. I'm talking about the parents used to make you wear like a T-shirt. Did you have to wear a T-shirt?
No.
Maybe you didn't. Angela, you remember those days?
Yes, I do.
You remember, and it was like you could not take that T-shirt off. And I was just thinking back, I said, now that's too extreme. You're going from mentally, you know, thinking about a veteran and what they went through, and then you go back to the other. As a child, it's all in the perspective of how you raised. And I was just thinking, you know, wow, I remember the times when I actually was so excited for Memorial Day as a child, because I really didn't at that time know any better, and that was just to be able to be free to run around and to take off those garments. You there? We're having a conversation today. The switchboard is going in and out. So if you're out there, and I know you are there, I see you guys listening. It's just if you hear the silence, it's because the switchboard is blanking in and out.
Okay. What was the purpose of the T-shirt? Can you hear me?
Well, I can hear you. During the winter, we had to wear a T-shirt. And it was to keep you from having colds. It was just a thing that they did. It was the way that my mother was raised, and I'm sure she passed it on to me.
Mm-hmm.
And in addition to that, there was a cotton. We're getting a feedback from you, Janice, from something in your background. But there was a cotton slip that you had to wear. And you would have to keep those two particular items on until May 30th, and to me that made no sense. I'm like, why do you have to keep those items on to May 30th when on May the 10th it may be 85 degrees? But in her mind, and that's the way she was raised, you don't take it off, a fear that you may catch a cold, changing your garments too early.
Okay, now I must apologize because I misunderstood you. I thought you were saying wearing some type of T-shirt during the Memorial Day holiday. So I misunderstood. Mm-hmm. We, too, had to do that. My grandmother made me and my sister, we had to wear a T-shirt up until the end of May, no matter how hot it was. And you had to wear also an outing, like a flannel slip under your garments. If you wore a dress along with that T-shirt. So, yes, mm-hmm. we did have to do that. Mm-hmm.
And so with that being, they made Memorial Day weekend, the weekend, to remove those garments. And, you know, as a child, you get excited because it's hot and bothered. I used to go and take mine off and then put it back on before I went home, you know, just because I was actually hot. But I knew if I didn't put it back on, I would get in trouble. So
right.
when I look back at that, those were the things that I was looking forward to. I'm looking forward to just being able to get rid of those garments and be able to run around with no shoes on because I love to run around with no shoes on and, you know, just to be free. But anyway, that's sort of, yeah, that was an exciting time of that. But I wanted to know, can you remember of an exciting time that you spent with your mother during Memorial Day weekend?
With my mother died when I was 9, so the Memorial weekend was with my grandmother or my aunt. And we just basically had a little cookout, you know, nothing, you know, way out. She would put some hot dogs on the grill or what have you, and we would go to the little parade. But other than that, we really didn't do a whole lot of celebration around Memorial Day. It was just a time of just relaxing around the house. Sometimes we would even take that weekend to do some spring cleaning. So that was basically it.
I was waiting on that. That was another one of those traditions. Spring cleaning. I see some new people coming in. Good morning and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. We're talking this morning about honoring mothers and daughters, veterans, and sharing some of our Memorial Day weekend funny stories or things that we feel or thought about Memorial Day as a child or now. So welcome to Blog Talk Radio. You want to join us? Talk about some fun things that you've done with your mother, your daughter during Memorial Day weekend, or give us your feelings, or say something to a mother and daughter veteran. Just click one and join in on the conversation. And again, I want to take it back. I didn't want to be too serious, but I just wanted to let everybody know that this is the weekend and that we did want to recognize the women that served. And I wish there was something else I could do. I was trying to get a speaker on this morning and was unsuccessful in getting a couple people that I called, and I guess they're busy because they are veterans, and I was trying to get them to come on and at least share their story about the weekend. So that's why I'm a little vague this morning, because I had plugged in about 20 minutes for a speaker to come in and share their experience on being a woman and being a veteran and what that meant and how it affects their lives. So I'm sorry we didn't have that this morning, because I think that would have given a little bit more validity to this topic, because by not being a veteran, I certainly can only go to a certain degree of thinking what they must have experienced. So therefore, I have to go back and just kind of challenge what I think from, as a psychologist, the mental part of their experience, and then try to tie it back in. And I'm looking back and I'm saying, well, maybe this was a day that they had to just be to themselves, you know, just sit back and say, well, you know, I don't want to share. It might be a little bit too emotional for them to get on the radio program this morning and to share. So I have to at least acknowledge that, and maybe that was some of the reason why we don't have the guest that we were supposed to have this morning. But I definitely did not want to get on here and attempt to do Memorial Day without someone to represent that part. Okay? So what we'll do, we'll go ahead and talk. Now we're going to open it up. Anybody has anything they want to say, we'll just open it up to just our open mic. Talking about Angela, would you like to contribute something to in any way to anyone?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, no, I'm just wherever, you know, I'm here to talk about whatever anybody has on their mind this morning.
I know it's a difficult subject because, you know, we don't have enough experience. So it sort of puts you on guard. And I was just asking, I don't mean to put you on the spot. It's just that,
yes, thank
you know,
you.
When we move, I thought, go ahead. Thank you. I can hear it in your voice. You're like, okay, no, but I didn't mean to put you on the spot. I just was just asking because there are so many other things that we could talk about that can contribute and come back to it. And this was a moment. And like I said, you know, when you got a guest and, you know, you do what you do. So, listeners, again, thank you. We appreciate it. And I know you're out there. I know you know some veteran friend. Just give them a call when you see them. Tell them thank you. Send a text out. You know, that's the way to communicate now is that people are sending texts. They're sending the texts out. And, you know, maybe we could send a text to all the veteran women. You know, do something. And I'm going to think of something that I'm going to do before the day is out just to say, and I'll ask Captain Young what I can do just to send out just a hello. To say thank you. And sometimes that in itself means a lot, means a lot. So while you're listening and the board is completely filled, let me just say I'll go back to some things that we're doing at Mother and Daughter. We're having a Mother and Daughter bonding cruise on November the 11th. I think it's the, let me make sure I get my date right, the 12th through the 15th. And we're asking you to sign up. People are signing up, and the prices are going to last only for a certain at the time. The sign-up date is, I think, to June the 15th at those prices. If you don't sign up before June the 15th, we can't guarantee the price. So $50 will secure your price. That's $389 for an outside cabin and $326 for an inside cabin, and they're going to the Bahamas and Coco Cay, and one day just cruising around. They're going to have an exciting time, mothers and daughters bonding, and you can also bring your mother-in-law, sister-in-law, daughter-in-law, friends, grandmothers, stepdaughters. It's a time to come together to strengthen the bond between you and another woman, remembering that each woman is a daughter. So think about it, put your $50 down, secure your time. It has to be paid by August the 10th completely. So that way you can secure that price. And if you decide you want to go, tell your friends, make it a girlfriend outing. Then you're going to cruise. You're going to have a good time leaving out of Miami. And as I sit here, I can see cruise ships across the way. I see them leaving out. On Sundays, on Fridays, on Thursdays, and I'm like, okay, I need to be on that ship. And I think about November 12th through the 15th. So give Roberta a call at 305-628-1420. That's 305-628-1420. And she will make your reservations for you. And give you a little bit of information about the cruise. It's Norwegian Cruise Line. And we're going to have a great, great time. People are excited. They're calling. They're emailing and asking questions. Want to know what they can do and how they can do it. Even having different individuals calling about actually doing workshops on the cruise ship. We are not going to be that busy. I have to turn down some of the requests. Because, you know, there's so many women that want to come and share their program with you. But I don't want it to be a thing where you're so busy on the cruise that you don't have an opportunity to enjoy the cruise. We want, going to make sure that we take the morning and do our business, do our bonding, and go out and display that bond in the afternoon and throughout the night and come back together the next morning, bright and early. So If you're thinking, I don't want to go on a cruise, do a lot of work, it's not going to be about that. We're going to have conversations. We're going to have conversations that are going to be done at different times in different settings. Even at the dinner table, we can commence to have conversations and continue. It's all one big conversation. And believe you me, it's going to feel good. You won't even know that you're being massaged in your relationship with your daughter. It's going to feel just that good that you really won't know, but the effects will be there. Okay? So just remember, call Roberta. She says people are calling. They're asking the question, you know, what do I need to do? How do I sign up? They're excited to go. November is going to be cold in most states, and people want to get away. And you want to make sure that you get that price. I don't want to quote your price and then later on tell you that the price has changed. Call Roberta at 305-628-1420. Okay? Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
I am doing fine. How you doing?
How you doing, Dr. Betsy? I'm just here enjoying your show like always.
I tell you, it's a show this morning. We were talking about, honoring women, our mother and daughter
yes.
veterans.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I wish we had our guests that would have added a lot more to it. But I'm feeling it. So what are your thoughts on the topic this morning?
My thought foremost, I just want to honor all the ladies and all the veterans that serve our country. I want to honor all the ladies this morning, and I want to give thanks to them, and I want to give thanks to all the veterans. And I also want to give thanks to my mother. She wasn't a veteran, but she was a veteran to me because she hung in there, and she did so many things. She finished college. She was one of the first blacks to finish college in Atlanta, South Carolina, Sumter. And she was telling me how she had to walk 4 miles back and forth to school and stuff like that. So she was my hero to me, so I would just like to give thanks for her today as a woman. I would like just to give thanks to my mother. She's no longer here, but I learned so much from her, and she always would be in my heart. And I would just like to give thanks to the Most High God. I heard my cousin on the radio last week, Janice, and I heard her today, and she was under the weather, and God brought her through, so I just want to give thanks for that. And I'm just giving thanks. It's Memorial Day. I'm down in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and I'm right here on the oceanfront, and I just want to give thanks for God for letting me get here safe and hope he give me a return trip. I want to thank all my family, Angie, everybody that I heard die. Everybody, I want them to have a safe time and just give thanks to God, because with God, none of this would be possible.
Thank you. You know what? When you said that, it just brought something to my spirit. I just want to give thanks to my mother. She was my veteran.
Mm.
I mean, that's just wow. You took a different spin to it. Thank you
yeah.
for sharing that.
You're
because,
welcome.
You know, I've heard you say your mother was one of the first blacks to females to finish college in that area.
Yes.
That in itself should
yes.
motivate you and help you motivate your family, because she set the example. She set the example. You know, when you said that, I'm looking back, I'm thinking, you know, wow, the things that our mother has done, there are the veteran effect in them. Even when I look at myself, you know, and when you said that, I just went, wow, because out of my family, when you go back and look, you look at, I made it to the top of educational level, and I'm hoping that that sets an example for, you know, the remaining of the family, my grandchildren, my great-grand, you know, my children.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what your mother did it for, and that's why you're still going to school. You're going to be an attorney, because she set the example. She was a veteran. She laid the foundation for you.
Yes, she did. And I was going to say her name, Dolly Taylor Palmer.
All right. Yes, she was so proud of you. I am so proud. Thank you. All right, give a shout out to her. I am not mad at you. That is great. That is great. And that's what we should do always. And this is, you know, look at the different ways we can celebrate our own mother. No matter what it is, you can see your mother in it. Thank you for sharing that, and thank you for bringing us to that conscious level at this point in time. Now, let's talk about Myrtle Beach. We are down there at the
Resort.
I know. Isn't it the Bikers Week?
Yes, it's Biker Week.
Great.
It's beautiful down here. So many people, and it's just so nice for people all over the world to come down here to ride and show off their latest bikes and stuff like that, trucks, bikes. It's just so nice. Family, different organizations like truckers, bikers, and everybody down here. I used to be in the SUV club, but because I'm in college now trying to get my degree, I had to give it up. But it's just so nice. I wish one day we could have a family reunion down here.
All right, and we will. We will. But, you know, when you say bikers, that, you know, this is the highlight. We'll end it with a joyful note. You're the reporter from Myrtle Beach on Bike Week.
Okay.
I've always said I want to go to Myrtle Beach on Bike Week. Never had an opportunity to get there. But I had several opportunities to experience it in Daytona Beach. And each year I would say, I'm going to buy me a bike. I'm going to get a Harley. You know, I'd go to the Harley dealership, and I would sit there, and I'd size up the bike. And, you know, people say, oh, wow, you look good. This particular bike I was on, you look so good on that bike. And I was like, really? Yeah. I have a little hat on, you know. You know, you play the whole gamut, you know. You go through the thing when you're in the bike, which you kind of get caught up. And
yeah.
So the guy came out, and he says, ma'am, you like that bike? I said, I love it. It was perfect. It was, you know, my legs, I'm short, so my legs could touch the ground. And I thought, this is made for me. And then the gentleman, I said, well, how much is this bike? The gentleman said, oh, that one is $80,000.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, this one is not for me. So after Bike Week, I'd go through the excitement for Bike Week, and then after Bike Week, you know, I forget all about a bike until the next time. You know, we lived in Daytona Beach for a moment, so I got to experience that. But I heard there's nothing like the one in Myrtle Beach. People of color come together and celebrate. And how long have you been doing this? And then we're going to end.
About 10 years.
You've been going for 10 years?
Every year, yeah.
Wow.
About 10 years, yeah. Me and my husband started coming, but he passed now. Me and him used to come down here, and he got me involved in it, and I just love it ever since. Yeah.
Okay. Do you own a bike?
No, I finally got my permit for a motorcycle permit.
Mm-hmm. But it was just so exciting to see so many people and come together, because it is, there again, another kind of bonding. They are bond. They come each year. They keep in contact. It is definitely a club. And I've noticed that, you know, it's not a lot about race when they come. If you're a biker, you are in. That was
That's it.
That's
it.
But
that's all you
thank you for
do.
Sharing. Have a
okay. No, I said
so
that's all you got to
do.
All you got to do is have a bike. That's it. Or a light bike.
That's
and
it.
You fit right in.
Yeah. You put that in. Well, you be careful down there, and thank you for sharing. Again, thank you for listening to the Mother and Daughter Bonding Roundtable. Interesting conversation today honoring mother and daughter veterans. Keep in mind, this is Veterans Weekend. Think about where they are and send some love. Have a blessed week. And be safe. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.